This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Iran's state news agency says its Revolutionary Guard seized a vessel linked to Israel today.
The MSC Ares was passing through the Strait of Hormuz between the United Arab Emirates and Iran. In the early hours of this morning, it was boarded and seized. Unverified footage showed a helicopter hovering over the container ship. MSC, the company that manages the vessel, said it had been boarded by the Iranian authorities and diverted to Iranian waters.
In Australia, a man with a knife killed six people and wounded many others at a mall. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says they're still investigating his motivation.
There are about eight people in hospitals around Sydney being treated for different injuries associated with being attacked, including a nine-month-old.
Former President Trump met with House Speaker Mike Johnson at his Florida estate, as the speaker has been battling with conservatives on Capitol Hill. CBS's Robert Costa explains.
Johnson has seen his grip on the gavel loosened as he has stumbled to find votes on surveillance legislation and funding for Ukraine. And his work on some bipartisan measures has sparked talk of a possible coup.
I think he's doing a very good job. He's doing about as good as you're going to do.
For Trump, the visit underscored his immense influence over the party, despite his legal issues.
Parts of the nation are facing threats of thunderstorms and worse over this weekend. Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service.
It is a pretty chilly type pattern. A lot of showers across the northeast expected today, with some snow at the higher elevations. And it looks like that'll be winding down as we get into Saturday night. And Sunday morning should be a little better. But there is actually some additional precipitation from another storm that's moving across the Great Lakes at that time. That may bring some additional showery conditions to the northeast later in the day on Sunday.
The weather was making a mess at the Masters yesterday, and players are hoping for better conditions. CBS's Omar Villafranca with more.
One of the big stories here yesterday was the wind. It was howling. Gusts up to 40 miles per hour, blowing sand out of the sand traps. It was really affecting play. Fans' hats were just blown off all over the place. The golfers would line up and then they'd pull back as the wind gusts would come. But today, it's expected to calm down a little bit.
A new report finds that most teachers in the nation worry every day about school shootings. This as the number of such incidents continues to rise. The Pew Research Center survey of about 2,500 teachers find that 18% are extremely or very worried about the possibility. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Clean water advocates say they're happy with new, stricter PFAS standards for drinking water. More from Mike Moan.
On Wednesday, the EPA unveiled a final rule that for the first time sets a legally enforceable drinking water benchmark for PFAS chemicals all states will have to follow. Scientists have been highlighting health risks with more detection of PFAS in everyday products and water sources. Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe says they welcome the move, but stress it also serves as a wake-up call to manufacturers of these chemicals.
If we have to take this action and restrict them in drinking water, then we need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
There is some concern from operators of public water systems who are fretting about costs to update facilities. However, officials note there's federal funding to help with the transition. Last year, Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water, but the new federal rule is tougher, and state officials say they're taking steps to adopt them. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have been at odds over how to handle state funding to address PFAS. Thorpe says the latest action shows policymakers are taking this seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
Under the new rule, the EPA estimates between 6 and 10% of 66,000 public drinking water systems around the U.S. may have to take action to reduce PFAS. All of them have 3 years to complete initial monitoring, and if levels exceed the new standards, these systems must take corrective action within 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunny, warm, and breezy today with a high around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. Right now it's 53.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning and welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. It is 11:06 on the clock. It is Saturday, April 13th. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday on this nice, sunny, clear day. Wow. Looks like spring has finally arrived. How exciting is that? I think we finally turned the corner, everyone. At least I hope so. I hope you're having a great day out there. And I'm glad you're joining me because I need you to call. 424-2600 is the number. If you're looking to buy or sell things from your friends or neighbors, if you're looking to talk about events in and throughout central Wisconsin, anything else you want to discuss, that is what we are here for. This show is for you, everyone. 424-2600, the number to call. We're going to go through a few things here, of course, like we do every Saturday while I'm waiting for your calls. We're going to look at our schedule. We're going to look at some sports stuff that's going on or what happened yesterday as well, and talk about events happening throughout our listening area, throughout all of central Wisconsin, Wood County, Adams County, and Portage, wherever we reach. We'll try to get that out, that information out to you so you can plan what's coming up in your life. So first of all, let's do an update here on some sports things. Of course, on WFHR right now, the only thing we got going on is Bucks basketball. But boy, my goodness, things are turning out pretty exciting here as the season wraps up. Of course, the Bucks only have one game left, and that is coming up tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. I believe the pregame on that one starts at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. So they're going to be playing an early game down in Orlando, playing the Magic. The Magic have kind of dropped out of the standings a little bit, but as of today, after the Bucks lost last night, as of today, the Bucks are tied. They have the same record as the New York Knicks, 49-32. Right now, the Bucks are still the second seed because of tiebreakers that they have. But I guess it's going to be decided this weekend. The Knicks have one more game. The Bucks have one more game. We'll see who wins, loses, to see if that final seeding. If the Bucks lose and the Knicks win, then I believe the Bucks will be in the third seed. So not looking forward to that. I think the Bucks would rather be in the second seed and play the seventh seed team as the playoffs start coming up next week. We will be having all of that action here on WFHR all through the run of the playoffs as the Bucks hope to make a deep run into the playoffs this year. Well, that's what the hope is, and hopefully we can carry every minute of those games for you here. Looking back at yesterday, I hope you were able to join us on WIRI, where we did a rare doubleheader broadcast. It was kind of fun. Mike Comer had the call on both games. A big, big shout out to Mike for doing both of those. That was very tiring. It's enough to broadcast one game, any kind of sport, doesn't matter what it is. But he did the doubleheader, so a big shout out to him for doing that. And it was a mixed bag. It was the Assumption girls, a softball team, playing Auburndale. And it was a split. That first game, boy, I got to tell you, Auburndale has a young pitcher. And I'm sorry, I can't recall her name off the top of my head, who is remarkable. Assumption only got 3 hits in that first game. And it was, wow, she struck out 18 batters, I believe, that first game, which in and of itself was a remarkable performance. She just had the Royals down. Game two, the Royals were able to get off their little slump there, and they scored a 6-3 win over Auburndale. It's noted, though, that the starter for game one came in relief for game two, and she struck out 8 more batters, or 7 more batters, and 25 batters in 2 games. And she's a freshman. So they've got something going on down there in Auburndale. But it was great. It was great. It was good to have softball on the radio. Stay tuned. Our next game, hopefully, again, weather permitting, on Tuesday. It's not looking so good right now, but we will see as we get closer. We have Rapids, the Red Raiders, Lincoln High School baseball. They will be taking on, Merrill, I believe. Yes, they'll be taking on Merrill on Tuesday. Pre-game starts just a little bit before 5 o'clock, so be at WIR about 5 o'clock, and we will broadcast that game for you. Then we'll be taking a little break. Mike's got some other things he needs to do, but we'll be coming back soon after that with some more high school baseball and softball. Hope to bring you plenty of that before this season wraps up. I want to thank the sponsors for those broadcasts, because without those, we would not be able to bring you high school sports at all. Fall, winter, spring, any of them. So big thank you to the listeners and, of course, to people who are sponsoring those broadcasts as well. Keep them coming, everyone. Let's do a really good year next year, and hopefully we can bring you even more high school sports on WIRI. Let's take a look at a schedule here at WFHR coming up this weekend. I did touch on the Bucks game that we'll be playing tomorrow afternoon. Starting at 11:30, that is the pregame. 12 o'clock will be the tip-off. That means that it will be preempting the rebroadcast of the Polka Show. Tim Hubbell, of course, puts together our Polka Show every week, and we love what he does, the great polka music that he finds and waltzes, all kinds of good stuff. I hope you were able to catch it at 7 o'clock this morning, because the rebroadcast will not be taking place, unfortunately, because of the Bucks game, the final regular season Bucks game. But stay tuned. We have that twice every weekend, 7 a.m. on Saturdays, 1 p.m. on Sundays. But coming up tomorrow on Sunday, we have our new lineup, our new Sunday evening lineup, a block of locally grown radio programs, I guess you could call it, going with our motto there. At 5 o'clock next tomorrow on Sunday, we've got blooming, I don't know what to call it, the reinstating of a director's cut. James and I will be bringing that back in our show from 5 to 6 every Sunday. That's an interview with, of course, creative people throughout the area here, creative people throughout the Midwest. I do want to note, the director's cut is up for 2 WBA awards for best interview and for best specialty programming. So keep that in mind, everyone. That's a very cool show. This week, we welcome in Gretchen Powers, the executive director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They have got so much going on. Last night, as a matter of fact, they had a very cool event. They had an improv group come in. A bunch of people showed up for that to help support the theater and try to get some more improv stuff happening down at the theater. Very exciting, very fun. We do want to encourage you to keep up. WRCtheater.org is their website. You can also check them out on Facebook. A lot of their events are listed on there as well. So check out what's happening, not only the season coming up this fall, what's happening with kids' theater over the summer. Great interview with James, me, and Gretchen at 5 o'clock tomorrow on Sunday. Then from 6 to 7, of course, is Seth Faces the Music, a new show this week, all about songs about flying. Or fly or flying, not the little insects. Want to make sure that we understand that. I'm not talking about the bugs that bug you. I am talking about Flying through the air with the greatest of ease. So tune in. Lots of great tunes for Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8 tomorrow on Sunday. And then we've got tape 3 of Unlabeled playing. Of course, James bringing you the best of 90s music there. He's focusing a little bit more this week on early 90s music, on that transition from the 80s to the 90s. Some really good stuff there. So we want to check it out from 8 to 9. That is the next tape of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape here on WFHR. All right, that kind of wraps up what's happening this weekend. We'll go through the rest of the weekly programming here before we wrap up the show as we get closer to noon, everyone. But we're going to take our first break now. We'll be coming back with some events. Got a couple of things that people already got to us that we're gonna reference as well. And hopefully it'll grease the wheels for you guys to start calling in. 424-2600. This is Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunny, warm, and breezy today with a high around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. It's 55 right now.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about events going on throughout our listening area, that's all basically most of central Wisconsin, or anything else you want to chat about, that is what this show is all about. Right now, I'm going to get into a couple of items here that someone's looking for. We've got a big rummage sale coming up this week that we want to let you know about, plus a bunch of other events going on as well. But once again, I want to let everyone know that while I'm going through this information, please call 424-2600, and I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get to your call as soon as I can. We have a note here. Someone is looking for a used washer and dryer in good working condition. If you have a set that you might think will work for them, call 715-570-7445, 570-7445. Please give them a call there if you think you have a used washer and dryer in good working condition, that you can help them out with that. Coming up this week, A gigantic spring rummage sale at the Nacoosa United Church of Christ. That is the church by the bridge. 205 Market Street in Nacoosa. It starts on Thursday, April 18th, and goes on and continues on Friday, April 19th, from 8 to 4, and Saturday, April 20th, from 8 to noon. This is a giant rummage sale that they do, I think, every year, if I remember correctly, at the United Church of Christ in Nacoosa. Profits go to local and some worldwide missions. Very cool. So if you want to go check out, get your rummage sale shoes on. Looks like we're getting to that time of year, everyone, when the rummage sales keep going. By the way, if you do have your own rummage sale, or your neighborhood does, or you and a neighbor, please call up during the show, 424-2600. And let us know about it. Give us dates, times, address, and we will get the word out that you are having that. And we know a lot of people around here just love rummage sales. So let's keep it going for that as well, everybody. Before we get into some events and things, I do want to let everyone know we got a note from the mayor's office that Wisconsin Rapids has once again adopted a resolution designating the month of May 2024 as No Mow May, which temporarily relieves property owners of lawn maintenance standards. Participation in No Mow May is voluntary and free of charge. City residents and property owners who are interested in participating may do so without registering. Each city of Wisconsin Rapids property is eligible to receive one free yard sign, but they have a limited number of signs available. Keep that in mind, everybody. You can purchase additional signs for $10. Now, we have gotten every couple. We've done this for a couple years in Wisconsin Rapids, and it's. I think it's a very cool event. It's done for a very specific reason. So I'm going to get out ahead of this, because every year we get at least one or two callers of people complaining about doing the No Mow May. They have called people lazy who don't want to do it, and they think it's an eyesore and this sort of thing. Well, there is a reason that we're doing this, everybody. We're not doing this just because we don't want to mow our lawns, okay? The goal of No Mow May is to provide early season forage for native pollinators by reducing our mowing intensity during a month when foraging resources are limited, allowing lawns to grow longer without treating them with chemical pesticides or herbicides leads to an increase in the number and types of native plants, which are a great source of food for pollinators such as bees and butterflies. Additionally, it provides important insect habitat for those that are still in diapause, which is a type of hibernation, in early spring. Weed growth in May is particularly important because many other spring blooms have not yet emerged. That is why we are participating in this. Now, it is voluntary. No one is making anyone do this. For those of you who know about what's happening with pollinators throughout not only Wisconsin, but the country, this is a very important way to help out with a absolutely essential ecological process that we need. We need this process. Without it, we're done. Okay. So that's why we're doing No Mow May once again, everyone. I'll just throw it out there. We'll be talking about it until we get up to May and beyond as well. So keep that in mind. If you're interested in doing that, please contact City Hall and they can get you signs and get you all set up for that. All right. Looking at some stuff that's happening today. Actually, before we do that, let's take a look at some blood donation opportunities coming up here. In all of our listening area, just in central Wisconsin here. Looks like, let me go through the list here. I got to see what's actually coming up here in, let's see. Wow. Nacoosa's got, there we go. Nacoosa's got one coming up here. Actually, it's in Rome. Let's be very specific here. It's from 10 to 3 p.m. on the 18th. That is coming up this week. That is Thursday at the Rome Town Hall, 1156 Alpine Drive. That is the next blood drive, Red Cross blood drive, let's say, in Rome. And that's happening 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday, the 18th. That's this coming Thursday. We got some other ones coming up as well, but they're a little bit farther out. We'll get to those when we get a little closer so we can remind you to go and donate some blood. We've got some other ones in Rapids coming up as well. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Want to remind everyone that going on as we speak, the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market, the market at the Moravian, is going on right now. It goes until 1 p.m. today at 310 First Avenue South in the basement of the Moravian Church. This goes every Saturday through May 18th. Only a few weeks left, everybody. And then we're going to wrap it up and head back outside, which, man, if today is any indication, it's a good day for it. If you want to know what vendors are there today, check out the Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. You can also go to wrmoravian.org and check out more information about that, especially if you'd like to be a vendor with the Winter Farmers Market. And information will be there on how you can sign up. And we'll see you down there, everyone. Appreciate everyone who continues to support that. A great opportunity to help out with our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams County and the Southwood County Hunger Coalition. Their annual United We Can event is coming up. Ooh, this is always fun. Food sculpture contest. It is a food sculpture contest. It will be happening at Witterfield on Tuesday, June 18th. Participating teams will compete using hundreds of donated food and basic need items to build sculptures. After the event, the Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the donated items to local food programs, adding to the 72,496 pounds of food the event has leveraged since 2013. Amazing. Now, why are we talking about this now? Because you have to register, everybody. And now, there is a special incentive if you register before, by May 1st. If you register by May 1st, there will also be you'll also be entered to win Craft River tickets at a 2024 Rafters game, which, by the way, if you've never done that, is a lot of fun. I did that. I was able to do that last year, and man, it was so cool on the Craft River area there at Witterfield. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. You can register now by contacting Ben Eberline, 715-421-0390, or ben at uwswac.org, or go to their website, uwswac.org, for more information. This fills up quick, everybody. So register your team today. They've only got a limited number of spaces. So they judge on a lot of different awards, of course, for this. The game starts at 6:35. The awards for most nutritious and most creative will be decided by a panel of judges, and the Community Choice Award will be decided by fans who get to vote for that as well. So get ready. Get your team together for United We Can, a great fun event that we do every summer, thanks to the Rafters and the Southwood County Hunger Coalition. Continuing this weekend, in fact, they're going to be wrapping it up here. The Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival has been going on strong, and we appreciate all that that's gone on with that. If you want to find out what's left, what events they still have for today and tomorrow, go to wisprairiechickens.org. That's W-I-S, prairiechickens.org. Their full schedule is there. In fact, there is a event happening at the library today. We'll touch on that in just a little bit when we get to the library events. But that's happening today with author George Archibald. So stay tuned for more information about that happening this afternoon. And we'll get to that. And if not, enjoy the rest of Prairie Chicken Fest, everybody. Enjoy. All right, before I continue on here, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Yes, I have I can't say this, but it's A-G-R-I, fab. It's a garden tractor that goes behind your garden. It's also they call it a push-pull cart.
Okay.
It's good for about 350 pounds. It's a dump. It dumps.
Okay.
It's about 10-yard trailer for $50.
Okay.
And then I have a 10-inch Sears Craftsman radio arm saw. It's on a stand and all that. We want about $70 for that.
Okay.
And then I have a floor mount drill press. It's got a mechanic's vise on it. It's not a cheapo vise. It's a very expensive vise that mounted onto the table.
Mm-hmm.
So you put your project in and clamp it down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's floor mount, and it does have the tapered shank on it, so you use all kinds of different, and a half-inch chuck on there.
Okay.
So it's a pretty decent one, so also. We want about $80 for that.
Okay.
And then I have a free 25-inch TV. It's analog, but it has a DVD VHS player on it, so the kids can have it in their room and play videos and stuff like that.
And you know, those VHS players are getting rare, so hey.
Yeah, this is free if somebody wants that. So, yeah.
Okay, what's your phone number?
We have a set-top box for it, but I have to find out where it's
at. Oh, okay.
But anyways, anyway, 715-741-1544.
741-1544. All right. Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend. I got a whole bunch of stuff here. Looks like if you heard the caller before, he's actually moving, so he's trying to thin out some of the stuff that he has. So we've got a cart, an outside working cart that actually dumps whatever is in it. We've got a bandsaw. We've got a drill press, and they're giving away a 25-inch TV as well. 741-1544, 741-1544 if you're interested in any one of those items. Thanks for the call once again. Happening this weekend, our friends over at the St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Rapids, they're celebrating their 75th anniversary, and they've invited Ryan Clark, a former pastor, to speak today and tomorrow. Pastor Clark served as St. Luke's as associate pastor from 2002 to 2006. He now serves at St. John's Lutheran Church in Buffalo, Minnesota. Services are Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8:15 and 9:10, or 10:30, well, 9:10, 10:30, 8:15 and 10:30. A reception will be held after the Saturday evening service in the Fellowship Hall and hosted by St. Luke's Youth, including ice cream sundaes, oh yeah, and 75th cookies that will also be served. Sounds good. Between services on Sunday, there will be another reception held at the church's office lobby. Light food items and beverages will be served. A historical display and video are also planned for. Pastor Ryan and wife Catherine will be present to be greeted at both receptions. They invite former members, friends of the congregation, and brothers and sisters in Christ are invited to attend the celebration services and receptions to remember the past, see how they are engaged in the present, and dream with this generation as they anticipate what God has in store for the future. St. Luke's is located at 2011 10th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them as they celebrate their 75th anniversary. All right, that's going to kind of wrap up what's going on this weekend, everybody. But we'll take a break, come back. We've got some events coming up for this week. We're going to talk about what's happening with the Visitors Bureau, the library. We're going to look at their calendars as well as we roll through Over the Back Fence here on WFHR.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunny, warm, and breezy today with a high around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. It's 55 right now.
Falls, and I'm alone.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to get on these airwaves right now as we are rolling through the hour here. It is about 11:34 on the clock. It is Saturday, September. Wow. Saturday, April 30th. Wow. I threw myself off there. It is Saturday, April 13th, everybody. As Pogo would say, we're safe because Friday the 13th fell on a Saturday. All right, let's get back into some events and things going on around the area here. And while I'm doing this, just don't forget to call 424-2600. Monday is the deadline for orders for the community tree sale put on by the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Department. These are for pickup in early May at the City Garage, 1411 Chase Street. If you're still interested in buying one of these trees, please contact Sue Winch, 715-213-1747, 715-213-1747. You can also email her at swinch@gmail.com, swinch@gmail.com, or you can also contact the Parks Department during their normal hours, 715-421-8240. 421-8240. ParksDepartment@wirapids.org is their email address. All right, everybody, let's continue on and see what's going on. What's we got in store for this week, this week of April 15th. Of course, tax day is Monday. Make sure you get everything in by then, everybody. We have another blood drive coming up on Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former East Junior High School, room 111. At 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Please enter off of Lincoln Street. Appointments are encouraged. You can call to make an appointment, 800-280-4102. 800-280-4102. This is through Community Blood Center. Walk-ins are also welcome. So if you forget to make an appointment, that is okay. That's coming up on Tuesday from 10 to 3 at the former East Junior High School. Another one coming up on Monday the 22nd from 2 to 7 at the same place. If you have a chance, please, please, please donate blood. Also coming up on Tuesday, for people with diabetes, navigating restaurant menus can be confusing. It can be difficult to choose delicious food that will not send your blood sugar through the roof. Making healthy choices when dining out is the topic of the Spring Adult Diabetes Support Group meeting hosted by Aspirus Health. Aspirus registered dietitians Becky White and Carrie Benda will share tips and tricks to help you make wise yet tasty food choices next time you eat out. The meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 16th, from 6:30 to 7:30 at Aspirus Riverview Hospital's lower level conference rooms B and C, 410 Dewey Street. Attendance is free and no registration is needed. Just show up if you have any interest in that. Coming up on Thursday, the Founders Network Wood County Meetup will be happening. And this is for business owners and nonprofit directors at all stages are invited to expand their networks by meeting other entrepreneurial members of their communities and the folks behind entrepreneurial support programs close to home. Founders Network events are intended to make space for local entrepreneurs and entrepreneur-minded individuals to meet, share, and cultivate ideas together. This is happening Thursday, April 18th, from 5:30 to 7 at the Pittsville Lions Clubhouse, 5572 4th Avenue in Pittsville. Free registration. Go to foundersnetworkwoodcounty.eventbrite.com to register for this event. This will also include appetizers and a cash bar. Very cool event coming up, and we do hope that you are able to attend it as well. Looking what's coming up on this coming Saturday, the 20th, a week from today. Another very cool event that's happening. Healthy Kids Day at the Southwood County YMCA from 11 to 1. Healthy Kids Day is a national annual event celebrated at WISE across the country to help inspire healthy habits in kids and families. For more than 30 years, WISE have celebrated Healthy Kids Day by hosting a free community event focused on active physical play, nutrition, education, STEM, and the arts. And much, much more. All activities are designed to inspire kids to get active while teaching families how to develop routines that support mental and physical health at home. Event activities include vendors, games and crafts, face painting, swimming, fitness exercises, vision screenings, free bike raffles, police cars, fire trucks, food trucks. They're going to have it all next Saturday at the Y, 11 to 1 p.m., 601 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. Have any questions, call 715-818-9622, 818-9622. We love our why and all that they do and all these great, very cool events that they put on. So coming up next Saturday, don't miss it, everyone. It is free to attend. Next week, we also have a registration for a very cool event, an annual event happening at the Historic Point Boss, Campfire Cooking. This workshop will concentrate on cooking methods and foods used by our ancestors. It will be conducted by volunteer staff of Historic Point Boss with assistance from others who have expertise in this specific area. The class size is 15 or less, and it does cost $15. This goes from 9 to 4 on April 27th, that's a Saturday. Over at Historic Point Boss, of course, 364 Wakely Road in Nakusa. This includes basic fire building and primitive methods, campfire and open hearth cooking using cast iron, and cooking and baking in a 1850s kitchen range. How cool is that? Oh, my goodness. How cool is that? I love it. So once again, you have till next Saturday to register. The event itself will be happening on Saturday, April 27th. There's a cost, $15. And the class size has limited to 15 people. So keep that in mind. Now, I believe there's going to be more than one class. So you can check that out as we go. But they will let you know if you sign up. And they won't let you sign up. Let's take a look at the calendar here from our friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids. I do want to touch on. We have several art events going on right now that I do want to touch on here. Many of the places that regularly have exhibits throughout Wisconsin Rapids and the area here, including the Alexander House, they have their new exhibit going on right now, Body and Boldly Beyond. It's an exhibit featuring paintings, ceramic sculptures, and mixed media works by Bonnie Dean and Laura Newman, both Wisconsin Rapids artists. It's free and open to the public, and it's going through May 7th. The Alexander House is open Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. You can also contact them if you would like a special viewing. Call them at 887-3442, 887-3442. You can go to their website as well, Alexander House. They are located at 1131 Wisconsin River Drive in Port Edwards. So go ahead and check that out. Some local art there. Very cool. They have some pictures here on the website, and it looks like an absolutely fascinating exhibit. On Midday Magazine this week, James had a very cool conversation with Phil Brown, who is over at the Historical Society in Rapids here. And they have a really cool traveling exhibit from the State Historical Society, the Wisconsin's John Muir. That's happening now at the museum. You can go in through May 30th. It's at 540 3rd Street South. Exhibit hours are Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 1 to 4. And this is, of course, a special event presented by the Wisconsin Historical Society. And I encourage you to listen to the interview James had, because not only do they talk about this, they also talk about some other very, very cool events that they're hoping, that they're planning on doing coming up here with the Historical Society. Local history, always so fascinating. Go check out the episode there on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on shows, find Midday Magazine, and look for the Southwood County Historical Society Museum. And they will, that interview, you can listen to that with Phil and James, and it's very, very good. Also happening at our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, they've got Celebrate Red. It is a contemporary art show that will be coming up here. Let's see. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. It starts on the 16th. Sorry. I was a little confused there. It starts on the 16th, and it runs through June 22nd. This is Celebrate Red. It's free and open to the public on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., starting the 16th and running through June 20th, with special opening on Saturday, June 22nd from 9 to 1. This exhibit expands on the CWCC's traditional cranberry art show. It includes cranberry-related art plus other interesting subjects inspired by the color red. So this is something they do every year, of course, the cranberry arts, but they are expanding it, and this is very, very cool. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is at 2651 8th Street South in Rapids. Like they said, they are open to the public on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 5 p.m. So those are going to be the times you want to check it out for this Celebrate Red exhibit, which is starting on Tuesday. And also looking ahead here, we have at the CWCC, they're at it again, everyone. It's Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor will be performing this Thursday, the 18th from 2 to 4. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor will bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you want, and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. Free admission, donations, of course, are accepted for the musicians, and you should. Because these guys put on a great show, and you should really, I mean, it's good stuff. Very, very good stuff. That's what's going on with the calendar over at Visit Wisconsin Rapids. And they've got all kinds of great stuff coming up here. We got Cranberry Fest, and the Chamber's got Lunch by the River coming up. All kinds of fun things happening this summer. And, of course, we will keep you on everything as much as we can here on WFHR, since we are locally grown radio. Don't forget about that, everyone. All right, we're going to take our final break now. I'll come back. Got a few more things to touch on before we wrap up the show for today. And do hope to get a few more calls, 424-2600. I'm saying the number too much. 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 for our new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. While Director's Cut takes a hiatus, join me every Sunday after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 for fun facts, your requests, and more. Every genre, every song, if it was released from 1990 to 99, we will play it. Sundays, 8 to 9 on Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Booyah!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunny, warm, and breezy today with a high around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 40s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Nice, sunny, clear day. It looks like spring has finally sprung for us. And it sounds like we're going to be getting a lot of rain this coming week. So enjoy it while you can, everyone. Enjoy it while you can. 424-2600. As we get our show ready to wrap up here, got about 10 minutes or so left of the show. And I do appreciate everyone listening out there and our one caller today. So let's go ahead and look ahead here for a couple of other events. We'll take a look at our schedule for the coming week as well. So we have another very cool event happening with Aspirus Health. They've got a more another nutrition class coming up. What you eat during pregnancy really does matter. That's why Aspirus Health is pleased to offer Building a Healthy Baby, a free prenatal nutrition class. Aspirus registered dietitians Becky White and Carrie Benda will discuss topics including morning sickness, constipation, anemia, and iron, hydration options, beating fatigue, safe amounts of caffeine, our herbal teas to avoid, vitamins and minerals, heartburn and indigestion, snack ideas, and more. All kinds of good stuff. My goodness. The class will be held Tuesday, April 23rd from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Aspirus Riverview Hospital's lower level conference rooms B and C at 410 Dewey Street in Wisconsin Rapids. This is for pregnant moms, of course, are invited, as well as caregivers, family members, and support persons. Attendance is free and no registration is required. For more information, please call us at Aspirus Riverview Diabetes and Nutrition Center at 715-422-9364, 422-9364. We have a fundraising event coming up for our Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area and all the great things that they do. A Toast to Great Futures is a wine and beer tasting event that's coming up April 26th. It's at the Ridges Golf Course. All proceeds benefit the Boys and Girls Club. Tickets are available at the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids on West Grand and Richard's Liquors at on 8th Street. Tickets are $75 each. Excuse me, $85 each, either now or at the door. This is a United Way partner program event as well. And like I said, it's going to be at the Ridges Golf Course at and Banquet Facilities Friday, April 26th from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets $85 if you would like to attend to that. That is one of their big fundraisers of the year. Two more things I do want to get to here before we get to more of our schedule. Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk on Saturday, April 27th is coming up. That starts at 9 a.m. at the Centralia Center. This is to support child abuse prevention. Become a part of this beloved event that rolls along the Wisconsin River. Proceeds benefit the Wood County Health Services Department Child Abuse Prevention Initiatives. You can go to the link runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. That is where you can register. Corporate and family and friend team discounts are available. Just inquire with Matt, our good friend Matt Sikowski, who can be reached at 422-0914, 422-0914, or email mzikowski@assumptioncatholicschools.org. Kids Dash starts at 8:30. The 5K starts at 9. Awards and refreshments to follow. This is a fabulous annual event, and we love seeing it where I live because I'm right next to it. I get to see it every year, and it's fun to see all the people coming together for that. And finally, a final event we want to talk about here coming up at the end of April from our to the 6th annual fundraising quilt show to benefit our friends at Jeremiah's Crossing. From April 27th to 28th, it's the Maine Quilt Show, M-A-N-E, Maine, ha, get it, quilt show. Featuring Judge Quilt Show, youth categories, featured quilt artists, vendors, classes, demos, trunk show, viewer's choice awards, basket raffle, raffle quilt, door prizes for attendees. It's going to be at the Nakusa High School Fieldhouse, 500 South Cedar in Nakusa. 2 days, Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th, 9 to 3 both days. It's a free will donation. If you would like some more information, contact Kathleen, 459-2551. 459-2551. Rooms will be available for classes or retreats. Just give them a call or ask them while you're there. Go to Facebook and find more information. J Crossing MQS is where to search on Facebook to get more information there. In fact, that is where, if you're looking for more information, is the best place to go. You can also email them at jeremiahscrossing.org. Had a conversation on the morning show this week with the Paula from Jeremiah's Crossing, and it's great to hear from them out there and all the great stuff that they do. We do certainly appreciate it. All right, let's take a look here at some events happening at our great McMillan Library. We've got today, as part of the Prairie Chicken Festival, Dr. George Archibald will be talking. He is an author. He's also the co-founder, of course, of the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. He's got a collection of stories called My Life with Cranes. He was a lifelong friend of Francis and Frederick Hammerstrom. He was also champion saving the Greater Prairie Chicken in Wisconsin, so it's not just cranes with him. So go and check it out. It's from 3 to 4:30 today at the Fine Arts Center in the library. Find out more about that. The cranes and the prairie chicken, all kinds of good stuff today over at the library starting at 4:30. If you're looking for something to do on Monday, they've got a couple of showings of a classic film, everybody. The Philadelphia Story. This is just a fabulous movie if you've not had a chance to see it. Cary Grant, Jimmy Stewart, Katharine Hepburn. I mean, come on. Great cast, great story, just one of the great all-time films. 1:30 will be the first showing. And then again at 6, I believe, or 6:30, excuse me. Let me double-check on that. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock will be the next showing of the Philadelphia Story. Movie runs about 2 hours, so give yourself that time to do it. We've got Money Smart coming up from the Macmillan Library and UW Extension. They will be reading the book A Bike Like Sergio's. There will also be goodie bags for all participants. It's never too early to start learning how to be smart about money. This event will take place at the Children's Department at Macmillan Library. This is coming up Tuesday the 16th. That's this coming Tuesday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. This is a family event for everybody. And I'm sure everyone will learn a little bit of something for that. All right, that just about wraps it up for this week for the library and for us here. Let's go ahead and check out what's happening with our schedule, our weekly schedule. Don't want to forget that we have every day from 8 to 10, we've got the morning show here on Wisconsin Rapids Radio, WFHR. Kitchens Open is on Monday. We've got a new chamber member going to be joining us on Tuesday from Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect Barber and Spa. On Wednesday, of course, we've got the word, our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. And some DECA students as well joining us. Pet of the Week on Thursday, and of course, Culver Star of the Day on Friday. That's all during the morning show from 8 to 10 on WFHR. Monday, there is Playmakers. James will be in. Looks like, hopefully I'll be able to join him on that. Also, Tyler Miller from the Rafters will be joining us, which is always great as we get the season rolling here. And then let's go ahead and take a quick look at who's coming on Midday Magazine from Tuesday through Friday. That's every from 3 to 4 every day. On Tuesday, in Part 1, the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department with Chief Todd and the United Way in Part 2. On Wednesday, outgoing Mayor Shane Blazer and incoming Mayor Matt Zacher will both be with us to talk about the transition. And Mayor Zacher will be talking, giving his first speech, or giving his first broadcast, I should say, since assuming the office. In Part 2 on Wednesday, we've got the Lincoln High School musical preview with some of the cast there. On Thursday, a Visit Rome update. And then on Part 2, we've got UW Extension Madison, of course, with their weekly segment. And this week, it'll be Laura Huber with 4-H. We always love hearing from Laura and all the great things 4-H is doing. Finally, on Friday, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston and the Wood County Health Department will be here on Friday as well. A lot of great interviews coming up. And we are real excited about Midday Magazine and the response we've been getting recently about that. I do want to take a minute here before we completely wrap up the show, everyone, to tell you all, we do appreciate everyone who listens to Over the Back Fence and everyone who calls in, although those calls have been getting smaller and smaller every week, but at least that's the way it seems. I do want to say that we will be having some changes coming up during our weekday schedule. In the future, we're not sure when it's going to happen, just a tease to let everyone know. But what that means is more time for the small staff that we have here to work on other things for that. And that means that the future of this show is very much up in the air right now, everybody. These are good changes, I have to say. More local presence. That's what we keep moving more and more local during the weekday. So we do appreciate that. Where that leaves Over the Back Fence, I do not know. So I just want to give everyone a heads up there on what's happening with this show right here. But we do appreciate those who still tune in, those who still call in. We do appreciate each and every one of you very much for all the support Over the Back Fence has gotten over the years, all the moving it's done in the last couple of years and that and whatnot. So just know that I'll be back here next week from 11 to noon. We're taking your calls here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. And for a while now, we'll keep it going and see what happens as time turns and things continue to change. So thanks everyone for that. Thanks for listening today. Charlie Behrens is coming up next. Don't forget Max Inc. Radio tonight. And then tomorrow, our new block of Sunday night shows. We've got Director's Cut at 5. We have Seth Face of the Music from 6 to 8. And then from 8 to 9, Unlabeled, a block of local features here on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This